Well, I tell you what, it's still the hot days of summer. We're down here at the river, probably gonna be jumping in that thing here in just a little bit as temperatures rise up to around 100 degrees today. But I tell you what, if you watched the last episode, you saw me right at the end redeem myself. Yolanda and I were out smallmouth bass fishing, and up until right at the very end, she had caught the biggest fish. And a lot of times it happens like that. But I was kind of hoping, since we were shooting a video, that I would actually catch a pretty good fish, and I redeemed myself right at the end of the trip. If you saw that, it was a big smallmouth bass, a little over 2.5 pounds, 18¾ inches long, just a dandy, especially for this small river. But I tell you what, when you're fishing for a fish that size, or really any fish, one of the key components is having a good knot tied to your hook or to your lure. And the knot that I like to always use is called the fisherman's knot. That's got to be the best, right? Because that's the name of it, the fisherman's knot. Now, there's a lot of knots out there, but I've always used this one, and it's always worked really well. It's called an improved clinch, okay? And so what that means is when you tie that hook or that lure on there and a fish gets on there, it just keeps making that knot stronger and stronger. And so I thought, you know what, I need to show y'all that. And for those of y'all who don't use a regular knot for when you're tying on a hook or a lure. And I thought, how could I show that? Because showing a hook with fishing line, it just wasn't going to be possible. So I have improvised. And so today we have a hook. And if you know what kind of hook this is right here, I tell you what, you know what hard work is. Because this is almost an antique now, but this is called a hay fork. Now, me being as young as I am and everything, I haven't personally used every one of these, even though I've thrown a lot of hay bales. But the idea is you get one in this hand, one in this hand, and you hook those hay bales, and that's the way you move them from one place to the other. So, kind of has an eye on it, like a fishing hook. And then we're going to use a piece of rope here. So here's the basic principle. You put your fishing line through the eye of the hook, right? Like that right there. And you give yourself some pretty good slack. And so I'm going to give myself quite a bit of slack in the line there. Maybe not that much since I'm using rope. And then what you do is you twist the end of your line around and around the main line, okay? Now, the way I like to usually do that, and the way I'm going to do it here, is I'll just take the hook or the lure, and I'll just twist it like this right here. Now, normally, you know, you could twist it 4 to 6 times. I like the good old number 8. Or 10. It's kind of like when I water plants, I tend to overwater them, but I'm thinking, hey, if 4 or 6 twists is good, why not 8 or 10? So anywhere between 6 and 10, we'll say. Now, since I'm using this rope, it's pretty thick, and I'm not going to twist it that many times, so I'm going to twist it about 3 times. So you take the end of your line, okay? Whoops, twist it a couple more times there. All right. So you take the end of your fishing line, like this, and you run it back through the original loop, okay? So you go back through the original loop. Then, once you've done that, you bring it back through this circle, okay? Just like that. Then, you pull this line and pull your hook, and sometimes you have to slip it, help it slip down, and then you slip it down, and there you go. The more stuff tension is put on that line, the more this is just going to tighten up and tighten up and tighten up. So let's do that one more time, okay? Kind of show you, because it is a little difficult trying to do it with this hay fork, but it's the best thing we got. All right. Get it out of there. Very strong knot to always use. So again, you got your line through the eye of the hook. Give yourself plenty of slack. Wrap it, like we were talking about, 6, 8, 10 times. Wrap it around. Then take the end of your fishing line, come back through the original loop. And when you do that, you kind of got to hold your fingers just right. And then once you bring it back through there, you take it back through the big loop you've created. Okay? Then you pull on the end of the line and pull on your hook. Again, sometimes you can help it slip down like that right there with your fingers. Then just kind of tighten it up, and there you have it. That's the principle. That's the way it's done. So once it gets on there, it just keeps getting tighter and tighter and tighter. Hey, the old fisherman's knot. Try that next time you're out there, and I tell you what, it will do a great job for you. It always has for me. You know, using a knot when you tie on your lure or fishing hook will help ensure you'll hear that fish frying in the pan. And when I think about that fisherman's knot and how it gets stronger as more tension gets put on the line, you know, it kind of reminds me of our walk with Christ. As trials come into our lives, it's easy to think we're going at it alone, right? I mean, all that pressure, that we have to figure it out all by ourselves. But when we go through these tough situations, it's a reminder that we do need God. It's through these difficult times that we recognize the power to withstand comes only from Him. And because the Lord gives us that power to withstand, our faith in Him, our trust, our relationship with the Father just grows stronger. Just like the fisherman's knot. In Isaiah 40, 28 through 31, it says, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of His understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord," I love this part, "shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Hey, so if you're going through a tough time, remember, you aren't alone. Reach out to the Lord in prayer, and He will strengthen you. Hey, if you'd like to see more videos like these, you can go to lifeword.org or follow us on social media sites like Facebook and YouTube. Hey, I'm Sean Merrill, and join us next time as we share another fishing tip out here in the great outdoors.